22nd parak of Kehilim, 8th Mishnah, Shira Shenitlo Elyoin Tzmeiv Mifnei HaTachtoi. This is a chest which is made like a box, and it's talking about one that's Makabel Tum, obviously it's less than Avoyim Soh. So if the cover on top of it is removed, still it is Tumei because the bottom is intact and you can still fill it up with things, even though you can't cover it, it won't be covered from the top. Nitla Tachta Tumei Pnei Elyon. If the bottom is taken off, then it's Tumei Pnei Elyon, because even though the base on the underneath it is not there, but still can be used both as drawers that were in this chest, and also the top, it's considered the main shemesh is still intact. If both the top and the bottom are missing, but there's still drawers in the middle, Rabbi Yehuda metame pnei adapim v'chacham metayer. Rabbi Yehuda is metame because of the adapim, because it still has the drawers. Chacham are metayerim because too much of it is missing, and that's the halacha. She was a satat tamei midin toros. The person who chops chisels stones, so he generally chisels a place to sit on in the stone. That's what it sounds like over here. And it says it's Tomei Midras, but it can't be Kapshuta because if it would be stone, it's not Makabel Tum at all. So basically, the Baal Tanuos does sound like it is the stone itself, and the Tzitzis Yontov says that it can't be because it's not a stone, it's not a Makabel Tum. Yeah, so. It must be there's something that says some wooden thing that he is metakin to sit on, which is for Makabel Midras.